Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature number one songs, this time from 1978 and 1979. We'll hear from Rick James, The Commodores, Diana Ross, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, Rick James' number one rhythm and blues hit from 1978, You and I. Well, Rick James was born James Ambrose Johnson Jr. in Buffalo, New York, and he was the third oldest in a family of eight. His father was an auto worker who abandoned the family, and his mother was a former dancer. His uncle was Melvin Franklin, bass vocalist of The Temptations. Well, in 1964, Rick James left the U.S. Naval Reserve after having begun to miss weekend training because it interfered with his music career. He struggled around in the 1960s and early 1970s trying to find himself. Well, in 1973, A&M Records released the first Rick James single, a single called My Mama, but it didn't go anywhere. Well, in 1977, he went to the Motown record label as a songwriter and producer, and he soon began recording for Motown's record subsidiary label called Gordy, first with a group called Hot Lips, and then the Stone City Band. Well, Rick James' breakthrough single was You and I, and here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
To the end of our reign. There's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
A Motown memory from the Commodores, another great ballad from them featuring Lionel Richie and lead vocals, Three Times a Lady, number one on the U.S. Billboard charts and the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1978. And we started with Rick Changer's number one on the Rhythm and Blues from 78, You and I. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one songs. We just finished up 1978, and now we're going on to 1979 with the number one record on the dance and disco charts with The Boss with Diana Ross. In 1979, Diana Ross reunited with the great Motown writing team of Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson for the album entitled The Boss, which became Diana's first gold-certified album. Well, Diana was born Diane Erstein Ross, and she was the daughter of a former U.S. Army soldier from Bluefield, West Virginia, and a schoolteacher from Alabama. She was born in Detroit, and after living on Detroit's St. Antoine Street, Ross's family eventually settled at the low-income Hauser Brucing Projects in Detroit. Diana aspired to be a fashion designer and learned how to design and sew clothes while attending Cass Technical High School in Midtown Detroit. Well, in 1959, Diana Ross was brought to the attention of Milton Jenkins, the manager of a local doo-wop group called the Primes, by her friend Mary Wilson, who later became one of the Supremes. Well, here is Diana, well after her career with the Supremes, with a great song entitled The Boss, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and don't really wanna know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along. Sail on down the line, ain't it funny how the time can go on? Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. Gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blues.
Commodores would Sail On, number one from 79, and we started with The Boss, Diana Ross's number one from 1979 on the Dance and Disco Billboard charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature number one songs when now in the year 1979. Well, coming up, another number one, both on the U.S. Billboard pop charts and the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1979, the Commodores once again with Still. Well, the Commodores' two biggest hits of 1979 were both written by Lionel Richie and inspired by married couples who were in the process of breaking up. Sail On, which peaked at number four in October, was about the failing marriage of Richie's boyhood friend, William Smitty Smith. Well, Lionel Richie told Dick Clark on a Mutual Broadcasting special that Still was written about another couple, both good friends of Lionel, who were breaking up. I admired their strength, Richie told Clark. They decided that marriage was not the thing for them, and they were probably destroying what they had in the first place, which was friendship. They both sat down and said, listen, we want to be friends, we said some things wrong, we've done some things wrong. Let's get a divorce, and that way we can still be in love and still love each other as friends. Well, here is Still, the Commodores, right here on Motown Memories.
Lady, morning's just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me, you said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away, so many words we didn't say.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Away, hiding need to fulfill their heart's desire.
Number one song on the adult contemporary charts from 1979, Stevie Wonder with Send One Your Love, and we started with Still by the Commodores, number one in the U.S. Billboard pop charts and the rhythm and blues charts from 1979. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we featured all number one songs, starting in 1977 and working our way through 1979. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured on this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.